This is the Don and Mike Show.
My grandfather, in his heyday, slept with all the dancers on a cot backstage. And when the show was over, you know what he'd do? He'd dip his in vodka when he was through. Dip your in vodka when you're through. Dip your in vodka, that's what you should do.
Right.
Dip your in vodka to prevent the flu. Dip your in vodka, that's a can do. When my mom taught me the birds and the bees, she said the clap will kill you, son. It's a painful disease. So don't go down like Gauguin or Al Capone. Dip your in vodka or don't bring it home. Dip your in vodka. Ooh, ow. Dip your in vodka. It's going to sting down south.
Oh.
God damn it.
Subsisting on a solid diet of quickies, Don and Mike.
All right, let's bring them on now. Big fans we are of Mr. Andy Dick. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
How are
you?
Hello.
Andy, you're on.
Andy Dick.
Andy, are you there?
Hello?
Andy
There's
Dick.
There's Andy Dick right
Andy
there.
Andy Dick.
First time on the Don and Mike Show. How are you, Andy?
I have to pee.
You have to pee. Are you going to take a break? And are we just going to pad while you go do that? Or are you going to do it while we're talking to you?
Oh, I can't. I'm at the studio. I'm at my friend's studio, and I just, like, there's no bathroom. I mean, there's a baby sleeping upstairs. Yeah, okay, I can get over it. I'm through.
How are you?
Okay. Love you, Andy Dick.
We're fans, Andy.
Thank you, buddy.
Really are. And if you really have to go, you should go. And... if you don't have to go, you shouldn't go, and we're not going to ask you any questions about, like, what you're putting in your nose or what you're putting down your lungs or what you're drinking. I just want to know, Andy Dick.
Buddy, can we talk about something else?
That's what I said. We're not going to ask you that because everybody asks you that.
No, we're going to ask you about vodka and what you dip in it. No, we're not going to do that. We just played that. It was great.
Well, what did you do last night, Andy Dick? What did you do last evening, Monday night?
I was co-writing with my buddy Andras Jones. He and I we produce the records together, but we got 86 from a club too.
You got thrown out of a club last night?
Yeah, there's not really one in Hollywood that is, I haven't.
Well, do they let you back normally, Andy, or are there any that are on the list where, hey, you know, we will never want to see you again? I mean, you're Andy Dick. People know you do what you do. Do they let you back in?
Well, buddy, they.
And thanks for calling me buddy, Andy. I like that. I really do.
Bye.
Hey, buddy. Andy.
Buddy.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Sure.
Andy's new CD is called Do Your Shows Always Suck?
Yeah. It's out today. Today, right? Peter, it's out today? Yeah.
It's out today. Andy,
label guy is standing right here.
Oh, is it an independent label? Big label? What's the label, Andy?
I don't know.
You don't know. I just
do what my producer tells me.
How do you think your last appearance went on Jimmy Kimmel or Letterman? Which one do you think went better? Your last appearance?
People always ask me. I can't believe people don't know by now. All I'm just playing.
Buddy, I just asked you which appearance you liked better, buddy. I'm not busting your chops, buddy.
Buddy,
I'm a big fan. Which appearance did you think they were both super, in my opinion? Which did you like better, your last appearance on the Letterman show or your last appearance on Jimmy Kimmel?
I like my appearance on Jimmy Kimmel that's in my movie Danny Roan. Have you seen Danny Roan?
I have not, buddy. What is that?
It's a movie that I made myself. Lionsgate is going to release it. It's going to be like a big thing. But and we had you know, Jimmy and I got together and I urinated on stage, and it's very, you know.
Is that the high point of the movie, Andy?
Well, that's what people tell me.
Is the movie, have you screened it for anyone? Is it getting good reviews?
Lots of people want to release it, and we had screenings here, and you'll see it. That's all you have to know, and you'll get it. What city are you guys in?
We're based out of D.C.
Yeah,
we're in about 28 cities in the country.
Yeah, Maryland. Maryland, the phone
yes.
says.
Maryland.
Here, the phone says Maryland. Oh, hey.
Hey, buddy.
It's the U.S. Postal Service.
Are you receiving something right now from the postman?
Yes. Thank
you.
Yes.
What are you getting? What
oh,
are you getting, buddy?
Is it a letter or a package?
Is there cocaine in here?
Hey, buddy, here's a good setup for you. Hey, Andy, how about that crazy Britney Spears?
Who, buddy? I can't hear you.
Yeah, buddy. Andy?
Andy, you there?
Yeah.
Andy, what are you going to do tonight? What are your dinner plans?
Well, my producer, Willie Wisely, woke me up at 6:30, and we did a radio show here in Los Angeles, so I'm going to try to sleep. Oh!
What happened?
No, oh, no.
What happened, Andy?
What happened, Andy?
No, she's so hot. I have this new girlfriend. Her name is Laura.
Yes.
Now, is she in the room with you now?
I met her at a restaurant. She was a waitress, and
kind of difficult to get interest.
We're very excited.
Is there a chance we could speak to her?
No.
Is she there with you now, Andy, or are you just thinking about her?
I'm thinking about her.
Yeah. You're just thinking about
just
her.
Thinking
Andy,
about
Andy,
her.
Now try to answer this question. Listen to me carefully. Now, how many people are in the room with you currently?
Nobody. I'm just outside the studio.
Yeah,
Mike, don't talk down to Andy.
I wasn't talking down to Andy.
He's in the room with us.
Everybody else does.
You're all by your onesies now.
Onesies, I like that.
I thought you would. That's why I said it that way.
I'm gonna use that,
buddy.
what kind of glasses?
So what is with this word I can't say? On the air.
What word, buddy?
Oh, dear.
Try to say it, and if you say it, we'll dump it out. What is the word?
No, it's...
What, you mean like...
The rule. What not?
I tie
my... Did somebody bring him up to speed on this?
You already told him that?
Yeah, I warned you.
God, what a pussy you are, Rob. That is one of the best outs we have with someone on the telephone. Please do not warn them in advance.
Yeah, the word that we're campaigning against, Andy Dick.
I could just eject you guys or eat myself.
You could. The word is whatnot.
Whatnot is the word that we are.
It's the word
said
of
it, buddy. You just said it.
It's the word of the idiot, buddy. When someone says whatnot, they might as well hold up a sign that says I'm a freaking moron.
We've mounted a rather significant campaign against the word whatnot.
And now we're mad at our junior producer who warned you not to say the word. I don't think you would have said it anyway. But
no, I don't think Andy Dick would say the word whatnot. I don't think you say that word a lot, do you? Andy?
No, you don't, buddy?
No, buddy.
Hey, buddy, let me ask you, buddy. What would you do, buddy, if you had somebody working for you in your entourage like we do, and they're going to have somebody on the show, buddy, and they said to him, don't say this certain word, buddy. But you weren't going to say the word anyway, buddy. And you want to turn right now to your other buddy, and you want to yell at him and go, get the frig out of the room. You're screwing up things with Andy Dick. What would you do about that, buddy?
I tell my friends not to say things all the time.
They don't say things all the time.
We were just at rehearsal, and I told them all that. That sounds like a high school play. Like, just a play. Like everybody dies at the end. You know, like, ha, 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 funny. Everybody thinks I'm a comedian, but I'm like, you know, I'm like...
Let's hear another...
Wait, hold on. He's about to say something significant. I believe we're going to get a clear moment of self-description here. Andy, you're not a comedian. What do you consider yourself? I'm dying to hear the answer to this. Please.
An actor.
Okay. Big applause in the room for that. I agree.
An actor and a buddy. And buddy.
Buddy.
And what kind of stylish glasses are you wearing today, buddy? Are you wearing your usual ones, buddy?
Yeah, they're sort of squarish. And, yeah.
The square ones?
I don't know. Who pays attention?
I do.
Andy?
I like
Andy. Do you have normal, probably not, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Do you have any kind of normal routine, or is it vastly different every day? And I'm talking about as simple as getting up in the morning, going out. I mean, when do you really start functioning on a normal day?
I go through cycles.
Okay. All right.
I come in and I come out, and you hear about them, and
yeah, I know.
And so there's no real routine.
Here's one for you, buddy. Good answer. Maybe this would be a good follow up. When's the last time you had a nice BM?
BM.
A movement. When's the last time? When's the last time you had a nice BM?
A Luger. A juicy Luger.
When's the last time you had a nice one? A really nice one.
Juicy Luger. I need to do one right now.
Right now.
Right now, buddy.
So, I have to urinate. I gotta go, guys.
All right. Well, Andy, we've gotten so much information about you out of this interview.
I think this was a great appearance. Thank you very much.
I think you did very well, and
show.
We wish you very, great luck with your comedy CD, Do Your Shows Always Suck.
Andy's new CD, Do Your Shows Always Suck, releases today.
I don't know. Do they?
Go to
OGLIOcomedy.com.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy. I was stepping. I was trying to give you a plug there, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. The label says that.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Good luck, Andy.
Do your shows always suck?
Yes, they do.
Every day.
Oh, good. We're in good company.
There you go.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. The great Andy Dick.
Great.
I hope he never changes.
I love you when you call him the great. Sometimes when you call somebody the great, it makes me laugh. Time it did.
He is, though.
The great Andy Dick.
And really, I'm going to get a dunce cap for you. What are you doing warning him about the whatnot word? For goodness sakes, Rob.
You don't do that with everybody.
No, only people that I'm afraid won't call back. I was really shocked that he called the first time.
Andy Dick.
For goodness sakes. Oh, gosh. He's great.
There's part of me that believes Andy Dick knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, hold on. Here he is again. Here's some more Andy Dick from that new album. This is about Leonard's ass is bleeding. Cut number four.
My friend, he drank too much liquor and beer and such. But when he stopped the booze, that's when he got the blues. And now Leonard's is bleeding. And Leonard's is bleeding.
Well, we have to delete out everything on this show.
Yeah,
don't we, for
I'd love to.
Sakes?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because he could be talking about anything.
Well, the other song was talking about the guys thing, and he was using the disgusting yet somehow beautiful word that starts with C for a man's private.
Yeah, it's the one that's used in most films.
And this one, he's using the A word for butt.
Okay, all right.
His liver's not secreting the juices his body is needing.
Andy Dick.
By the way, this is my gay brother, Tyler. He's not really gay. I'm the only one that f***s him. So he's gay by proxy.
Wow.
That's just one of the cuts from his brand new hit album.
I think I'm going to have to give that a listen.
The great Andy Dick, Mike.
And the album is called Do Your Shows Always Suck?
Whatnot. Releases today.
Whatnot.
Website is, how do you pronounce that? Is it
Oglio?
Oglio. Ogliocomedy.com for the great Andy Dick. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, this is Tiffany Parker. I'm on my way to come get my head shaved.
Tiffany Parker, you sound like a pop star.
Tiffany Parker, as it turns out, there's already a woman. There are two women who are already here, darling.
Wow.
So you better hurry.
All right, I need the address. I'm on Montrose Road.
All right, make your broom.
Oh, you're very close, Tiffany Parker.
Make your broom go faster. Hold on just a second. One of our Time Life operators will be right by.
It's going to be a shave-a-thon.
We're going to get it going. Johnny, how many are here right now? Two chicks?
We got two.
Two? All right. Well, let's wheel them in, and we'll start the shaving.
All right.
Start the Britney Spears Shave-a-thon.
Very exciting.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
More of the great.
And a dick.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you is very nice, but not as nice as drugs. The Don and Mike Show.
Ready. Andy did.
He's a suck poet. It all. Don and Mike.
Suck on that, losers.
Hey, baby.
The great Andy Dick. Hit me too, Greg.
Home Alone and Interested in Sex.
That's funny. I said, that's funny. That's funny. Isn't it? That's really funny. That's a laugh. It's funny.
I think I know.
Hold on. Oh, I know.
Michael, hold on. Now, name
that laugh.
Mr. Tom Hanks in the Money Pit.
Wow.
I love that scene.
Impressive.
That's right.
That's the best.
Nerd!
There's no chance we can get a replay on that one, is there?
Oh, sure there is. For those of you who think he's good in Castaway in Philadelphia.
This is the early Tom Hanks work. That's after their bathtub falls through the floors.
Ooh, that's great.
Oh, Lordy. And the very talented Shelley Long in that movie also.
Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
Britney Spears is crazy.
She's kookula. She's back in rehab, did you hear?
She's in the news.
Uh-huh.
And we got a great bit here on the Don and Mike Show.
This is brilliant.
Chicks can come by and get their hands shaved. For $1,000.
That's a delightful amount of cash.
And then we'll put the girls' pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Why don't you guys bring the first woman, Tracy? Oh, and about our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got a facelift. A lot of new features on there. Buzz's news will be up there every day for you. The actual script that Buzz writes out every day will be up there for you. Of course, the audio highlights, a brand-new moderated message board.
Right.
We like the looks of our brand-new website. Want to thank our web guy, Craig. And also would like to thank the Junkies because, as it turns out, the guy that did the Junkies website, Junkies were nice enough to pass him along to us.
Oh, that is nice. It looks fantastic, and we are so appreciative. It really is good to get a facelift on that thing, and you're going to love it. We
I
know
can't
you're
tell you
love
how
it.
Many times I would go to our website and say, how come our website doesn't look like that website?
Exactly.
Like Junkies Radio does, and they say, well, they got a guy. So anyway, thanks to the Junks for sharing that guy with us.
Thank you, fellas.
And we all got to stick together because the rumor du jour is that CBS, should I be saying this? Well, I don't care. CBS, our company, is thinking about doing away with all of the DJ websites that offer content because the problem is that while our site gets something like, I don't know, 5 million hits a week, junkie site gets roughly the same amount. Mm-hmm. The free FM site gets about 5 hits a week.
I see.
And more so when you consider... What? Oh, John is shaking his head. I love it when I've said something I shouldn't say.
Producer's nervous.
Well, I didn't hear that from John. I heard that from, well, from John. I heard it from John, but he's now left the room.
John has now fled. John has now fled in horror.
He's left the room. Anyway, that's just what I heard. So get to our website while it's still there.
Yeah, well, we'll have it no matter what, right?
Well.
Won't we have it even if they don't?
The thing. I had to fill out a questionnaire last week that was one of those things like, it was full of questions about our website from the company. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things that I didn't really fill out all the way.
Right.
You know how when we get stuff from the company?
You mean the piles and piles of paperwork that we're supposed to sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always do.
It was loaded with questions like, goddamn. John, what were some of those questions?
He's not at his station right now.
I think he's handling some of the other women that are here to get their heads shaved.
There were a lot of questions from the company, like, is it in our contract that we can have our own website? Is it in our contract? And it was my understanding that this form had been given out to a lot of people in the company.
Ah, I see.
That they're looking at web hits and... You know, they want all the hits to go, of course, to the...
They're trying to figure out a way to maximize their profit on it.
Right.
Right.
And that's perfectly normal in corporate America, and I salute them for that.
And about the big XM merger with Sirius, which people are talking about today.
Uh-huh.
I find it all very amazing. Well, first off, we backed the right horse in that race.
And we'd like to say welcome back to an old friend. Well, now, what are we... We don't have a dog in that fight.
No, you really
don't.
Our dog in that
fight. We may.
Our dog in that fight is Mel. And what happens is our old boss, Mel Karmazin, who went to Sirius.
I was very surprised to see that he will be running the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not like him. Not like him normally to be in charge of everything.
The way that I understand this, and it's satellite radio is like, with like 5% of America has it. So it's a small niche.
Right.
But the government. The only way that they will allow these two companies to merge is if the companies say, we will offer Americans a better product at a cheaper price by merging. Mm. The problem is that...
No, the way I understood it was that they will approve the merger if none of the DJs have websites.
Well, hold on, I was trying to be serious about...
I'm sorry. You're trying to be serious about Sirius?
About commerce. They will let them merge together if they say we can give it to people cheaper. The problem is that we've worked for Mel for so long, there's no way that a merged Sirius XM is going to end up costing you more money.
Can't imagine.
I guarantee it's
going to... Less money,
less money. Yes, I'm sorry, Mike. It's going to end up costing you more money, and get ready for this. Just like on good old-fashioned radio, get ready for about a million more commercials on satellite radio with Mel Kay in the lead seat.
You know, it's interesting. I look at this merger, and I see two separate entities that are now joining forces, and there will be none other. So to me, when there's no competition, I think that always works out better for the American consumer.
Always has.
I think it always works out great.
Because, see, the way that I remember it back in history class or whatever class it was where they taught the three branches of government, and incidentally, it would be awful on that Jeff Foxworthy show, though are you as smart as a fifth grader? Because they got me on the pronoun question.
And for those listening to you right now, the three branches of government are the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
You're right, Mike.
There you go. Thank you. I scored 600 on my SATs.
Anyway, the government generally will not let big companies get together unless it's going to be good for us,
right,
the consumers. And trust me, we know this about Mr. Karmazin. There's only one person that Mr. Karmazin cares about. That's Mr. Karmazin. And second would be...
Nothing wrong with caring about George Washington.
And second would be the shareholders. And third would be all of our great presidents.
Who have passed away.
Who are now on paper.
It's the nicest way we can say it. And as I like to always say whenever his name comes up, the business of America is business. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because as the new president of XM Radio always used to say, if the president's not on a piece of paper that I can take into a store and use as tender, I don't care about it.
That's right.
He used to say, don't talk to me about this, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Let's talk about somebody good like Andrew Jackson.
And the new company will be known as Smearius. Smearius X. And their slogan will be, "What haven't we done for you?"
Let's now welcome Tracy, who is here because Britney Spears shaved her head. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
Tracy, you've got a huge camera with an amazing flash attachment on there, and you're taking books out right now.
Oh, what are you doing, honey?
Share some porn.
Now, what is this, Tracy?
I'm a photographer, and I actually thought I'd bring you a copy of a book that I was in.
The book is called Erotic Women.
Oh, this is okay.
This is a book of naked women.
Yes, interesting. This is the, you know what? Nobody ever brings this really nice gift.
Hey, hold on, Mike. Look, at
she
booked,
in here?
She booked marker page. Uh-huh. There she is, Tracy.
Yours are very tasteful, Tracy.
She took the pictures herself, so she posed for her own photos.
You're an erotic photographer, are you?
Oh, probably.
Oh, cool. And a video, too.
Mike, keep going. There are more pictures of her than just the ones we're seeing here.
All right.
For goodness sakes.
Oh, there you are.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow.
Hey, look at that.
Not so you're a photographer, but you're a model also. Yeah. You photograph yourself.
Yeah. Tracy Lee, naked in this book called Erotic Women, mammoth book of illustrated erotic women.
This is a very, very cool book.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Hey, it's Mike, a scary picture of the Benjamin Hoffman. What?
See what turns me on?
What? Let me see.
Take a look.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. You just killed my buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
Want to go to Boner City?
Sure.
Take a look.
I knew it. I found that picture also.
Buzz,
yeah.
Buzz already has a copy.
Yes.
Surprise. Have you been chatting with Buzz?
It's like a woman in the Demi Moore, I Am Pregnant and Naked.
Yes.
Pose.
Very tasteful.
This is truly tasteful stuff here.
Tracy, thank you for bringing the book down. You're a cute woman. I think you kind of look like Tina Fey. It might be the glasses.
Uh-huh. Little Tina Fey-like.
I get Winona Ryder.
Now, you've got a huge red head of hair, and so is it the bucks primarily, or is this something you maybe were thinking about doing anyway?
The only thing I haven't done to my hair is shave it off.
And this, so you heard this, and the idea appealed to you?
$1,000 worth of camera gear would be a nice
$1,000 worth of camera gear. I like that.
The hair will grow back.
All right. Well, do we have a picture of
of
Q Tracy before?
This is a hell of a book.
Oh, it sure is.
I can't get my face out of this book.
Why don't we put this book up in the office, if you know what I'm saying?
Got one for the office? I'll take this copy home.
Why don't we put one in the men's room?
There you go. That would be a
beautiful idea.
Oh, dear.
We'll never get in there now.
So now, Tracy, who we'll have the pictures on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, is going to have her head shaved with the steady hand of Rob A. Speedbump.
Do we have any kind of cover to put on her, or are we just going to let the hair?
Nope.
We don't. That's stupid.
Mike, it's just the hair falls where it may today.
Okay. Very good.
Now, Robbie, what are you doing right now, my friend?
You have to oil the clippers.
Oil the clippers.
Yeah.
Now, the clippers have been oiled before, or?
Should oil them for every use.
I'm a little
Is that true, Rob?
That is true.
I mean, you get your hair buzzed all the time, right?
Yeah. What are you concerned about?
If you want to oil them every time, because they will otherwise run hot, and you don't want them to run hot.
No.
Well, what were you concerned about, Tracy?
Being the guinea pig on these clippers that have...
Oh, I've shaved Don's head a dozen times.
Yeah, no, he's...
Well, these are new. I hear they've been used only one time. And
it's quite experienced.
It's when Rob was being prepped for his...
Now, hold, Rob, before you start.
Sure.
This is so great. This is like the Britney Spears thing.
This is real.
When you saw the video, maybe you saw her actually take the clippers and cut a path out in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rob very gently was just pulling Tracy's hair back to start this entire process.
Yeah. Tracy does not seem phased one little bit. I mean, you seem unflappable. You're not really uptight about this.
No, like I said, it's hair. It'll grow back.
It's hair. It'll grow back.
I start the top.
Yeah, start at the top, please.
All right, very good.
Okay. Oh, let me turn off the British.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Can I make a request, Rob?
Sure. Let's not get started.
But excuse me.
No, I'm kidding.
Top, but maybe a little mohawk too, so we can see how that looks
like.
Right. A little bit on the right, a little bit on the left.
Here we go now. Beautiful. Right.
Here we go.
Tracy and.
How's it feel, Tracy?
Oh, look at that.
Wow, it's coming.
I told my husband he could pay me $1,000 not to do it, but
he didn't have the dough.
He didn't take
nice and gentle like.
There you go.
Okay, let me get the other side. Oops,
Tracy, do you want? And we're gonna get some pictures. Johnny, you want to get on this side? Do you want me to take the pictures?
Should get some midway pictures here, I think.
God damn, Rob.
Woo!
Now, Don, in the many science,
I haven't
fiction,
heard her yet.
Science fiction movies and shows that you've watched, did you find bald women hot? In those,
no.
Movies?
How's that,
no.
How's that mohawk, Mike?
I do.
It looks very nice. Very nice, Rob. You're doing a nice job. Is it a comfortable procedure there, Tracy?
Not so far.
It's uncomfortable?
No. So far, it's fine.
So far, it's fine. Okay.
Wow. It's a lot of hair coming off.
And don't forget about getting that hair out to the cancer kids.
All right. Here we go.
That's our diamond in the morning treatment of this.
You know, right now she's starting to look like Ben Franklin.
Yeah, that will be a Ben Franklin look.
You know, a little puffed up front.
Is it my reverse mullet?
You know, it's a little. The cold,
she has bangs.
The coldest thing would be to leave her like that, like with just one big splodge. Well, she looks kind of like a retarded Billy Bob Thornton with half of his head like Sling Blade.
Would you like some of these French fries potatoes?
She still has hair on the back. She's starting to look Sinead O'Connor now in the front.
Well, that's going to be the final look because, you know, she's we don't have a razor here, so it's going to be a really buzz cut is what the...
But, Mike, that's what Britney Spears did as well.
Yeah, she did the same thing.
She did not lather up her head and go at it with a razor.
Sort of Sinead-y.
Tracy, how would you rate the gentle and steady hands of Rob Spiewak?
I'm very impressed.
He is good at this. Yeah. He's very good at this.
You know, it's a good thing you don't have like a lot of bumps and junk on your head.
No, good looking head.
You do have a good looking head.
Good,
you really do.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen it before like this, so.
And based on the book, the rest of you not bad looking either.
There's bumps other places.
Are you an actual redhead?
No, I'm not.
So that had a little color in it. You're kind of a brunette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at that. Look at Rob. And how long was the hair? By girl standards, how would you describe how long your hair was, Tracy?
Shoulder length.
Mm-hmm. And very, very thick. I would imagine her hair is going to grow back very, very quickly. Rob's. And you can tell, like, where it's been shaved. She's got thicker hair than Britney has.
Where are the news crews?
Yeah, where's the camera crews?
Where's Live at 5 and where's Eyewitness News?
You have a small scar on the back of your head. Did you know that?
Yes, from when I was 2. So.
From when you were 2?
Wow.
Haven't had any brain surgery recently or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, not from a previous barber?
Look at all this hair.
You know what, Rob? That is your calling.
Yeah.
Really, that is your calling. Barber. You are.
Barber.
Shouldn't have said that, should I?
Barber?
Rob,
you should go to barber college?
Get out of the radio business immediately and become a full-time barber.
But only like, you know where Rob should be a barber? Right. He should be a barber at that depot where the Marines go on Full Metal Jacket.
Because he's perfect at giving those haircuts, and he could give them out lickety-split.
Okay, can you fluff your hair out a little bit, see where I missed?
God, is he fast.
You look okay. You know what? You look okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pull it off okay, Tracy.
She's got just petite features, and she doesn't look bad at all.
Let me see.
Now do I look like Sinead?
Can you stand up for a second?
Oh, I can take a picture.
Yeah, Mike, will you take a picture of her? Hey, Mike, take my picture with her.
Okay.
My hair.
Yeah.
Don't get in too close.
Yeah.
Everybody... Pull the hair up.
You smell good.
Hey,
that's all because of the book there.
Run over.
Just remember, she did mention her husband before.
She smelled good.
All right. Now Rob's neatening it up. Tracy, how would you evaluate the experience so far?
Well, I haven't seen myself yet, but...
Now he's Rob's getting a little closer.
I think you're going to be okay.
Hey, Johnny, would you get the wireless mic?
There's one in here.
You got it? Great, because you can run a Robbie, if you'll configure the board,
sure.
You can run her right to the John.
As I always do with all our guests.
Because I'd like to hear her reaction.
Let her take a look at herself. Oh, don't look at yourself in the window, honey.
The window glass.
Go in our bathroom. Go in our crapper.
Sorry for the lack of smock. Really sincerely apologize.
Check, hello?
Yes? Come with me, sweetie.
Go on in our crapper and take a look at yourself.
All right, good luck.
Minute thing.
There she goes.
Make sure you show the other gals, too.
His hair everywhere.
Okay, now we'll hear her look at herself.
Okay.
We're in the bathroom.
Tracy?
No, it doesn't look too bad.
She's unfazed. She was unfazed when she came in. She's unfazed now.
Where's the next woman, Connie?
Is that as close as we can get?
Connie, go in the bathroom. Go in the bathroom with Rob.
Check it out.
Hey, Robbie, I'm going to send Connie in there with you now. Connie's going to go in the bathroom with you.
Okay.
To look at Tracy's hair. Where's Connie?
Just give the microphone to Connie. Connie, what do you think?
Hi, Connie.
Looks good.
Yeah. That's what we were going for.
Looks good.
And kind of tight.
These women that are doing this are very collected. Mm-hmm. They're very cool. They're very collected today.
Decided.
Okay. Well, listen, Tracy, you're the first. Congratulations. $1,000. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
And everybody,
Tracy, did you want to be neatened up a little bit?
Yeah.
Rob, is there any chance you could just
we'll
tidy
do that
her up?
During the break, Mike.
We'll
do all the cleaning
finishing
up.
Finishing touches.
And we'll come back and we'll do Connie and the other chick that's here. And
how many do we have total, guys?
Four.
We have four. We have four. So Tracy's the first. We have three more women to tackle after
four
this.
Four girls.
All right.
$4,000. Mm-hmm. And, hey, girls, let's all say a little prayer for Brittany. Huh?
Yeah, she's back in rehab. You know that, don't you?
Brittany Nicole Smith.
Yes.
We don't want a banana Nicole Smith here.
No. We certainly don't.
This is too good. Because the last picture will be the best.
It's fascinating.
With the four chicks with the head shaved.
Yes.
And then somebody get that right out of the trades.
Oh, yeah.
Right away, because it's got to be Don and Mike.
Cutting edge. Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike, take today's headline news. Get it? Headline.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And some of the ladies have brought their kids around.
I think those are your kids, right, Tracy?
Mine are here.
Yeah, they're here. All right. Are they excited?
Hey, bring the kids in. Let them see mommy.
They're excited. Are you excited about this, kids?
Hey, take a look at your mommy.
There's mommy. There's the new mommy. What do you think? Look at the grin. I love the little guy. He's got an interesting reaction.
Go on up to the microphone. What do you guys think of your mommy's head?
Yeah, she looks different.
She does look different. Uh-huh. How about the little guy? What do you think? Kind of strange? Is it okay?
Hey, buddy.
He's unfazed.
Hey, kid.
He's giggling. He's shy.
How you doing, little man?
That's about it.
There it is. There now nice. Mommy's going to, because mommy did this, she's going to get a whole bunch of new camera equipment now. Oh, are you going to get Legos now?
And Legos.
Yeah, I love kids. The kids are unfazed.
Can the kid tell a joke?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Sure, what's your joke?
We're giving out his phone
every
number.
Every time you guys do the make somebody laugh.
Okay, you know he's got a joke? Okay, we're ready for your joke, young man.
Make us laugh.
Ready?
Go ahead. One, two, three, go.
The two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, holy cow, it's...
That's okay. You can start again.
Start over. Buddy.
We'll let you start all over again. No problem. One, two, three, go.
The two...
No, I like hearing you tell it over and over again.
There's two ovens in the muffin.
The two muffins in the oven.
Sorry.
One, two, three, go.
The two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, holy cow, it's hot in here. The second muffin said... Holy cow, a talking muffin.
Bravo! Bravo, that is a good joke. Kids. Not an extra thousand, though.
Kids. So many of them are mistakes.
That's your philosophy today. Today's word, today's pearl of wisdom from Don Geronimo.
Was he planned? Yeah, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know. You know what happens. It doesn't mean.
What do you need? What do you need, Tracy? A picture
of
you
of
on your camera?
You
yeah, during the break we'll do that.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
Not at all.
But who the hell plans for them?
Yeah. Well, does anybody really?
Not me, Mike.
It's not like you can sit there and put them on a meter. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the shame-a-thon has begun.
All right. I like it so far, and thanks to Tracy for the book.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez.
If only all the other women brought nude pictures of them themselves as well.
It's a good start.
Robbie, when we come back, do you think you can line up three and you can bang out three?
Not with the care and precision I gave to number one, but I'm sure we can certainly shorten some hair.
See, what Rob wants you to do is justify him hacking away at their scalps.
The first one, I'll use a knife.
You know, it don't have to be perfect.
That's true.
It just has to, least for the on-the-show part.
Right.
Just looking forward to getting my hands on that blonde. Her hair is shoulder length, baby.
It gets that from me.
We got the right man for the job.
Sadist Robbie.
The butcher.
Not interested in that book of erotic women.
No.
But he can't wait to cut the hair of Connie because her hair is
wait,
longer.
Though. Let me get that out of here.
If only I could punch her first. That's what Rob is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Mike's not doing Rob holding his nose.
Actually, Rob will show a very good interest in this book.
At the book of porno. Mm-hmm. And it's not really... Is it a book of porn?
No, it's erotic. It's erotic, but it's definitely good erotic.
Erotic pictures of women.
Big book of porno.
It's actually better than a lot of
very tasteful.
Porno.
All right, we'll continue this. We come right back.
Yeah.
The Britney Spears hand shading experience continues. Mm-hmm.
Get it right out to the trade publications.
And really, I know that I was talking out of my ass with the website and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But someone is going to have to call Hughes and tell him we're giving away $4,000 today.
You won't be making that call, will you?
No. Hi, John. Have fun. Have fun with that call.
That's all right. It's in the budget.
Okay. We'll be sure it is. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That, that chick with the hiccups.
Poor girl.
She was on the Today Show today. She's still hiccuping. They're trying real hard not to laugh at her. So that went on for a while, and then this was Matt Lauer.
Ha ha ha!
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
The stars of Quest for Fire, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Everybody get a chance to get home tonight. Check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Got a facelift.
Yeah.
About time, duh.
Nice.
Check it out.
Check out our new picture of Wayne Newton.
Bow, 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 bow. We got four more girls waiting to get their heads shaved like Britney Spears.
Robbie is oiling up the shears. And we have our next victim, contestant.
On our website, under the daily log section, is where you'll find it. Hold on, or is it under the pictures, John?
It'll be under the, I can't even think, I'm sorry. Yes, under the pictures section. Called Britney Challenge.
Pictures. Click on the pictures tab.
That's what this is, the Britney Challenge. As everybody saw, Britney Spears got her head shaved, and a lot of women are coming down here today to do it for $1,000.
Here is Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from D.C. area, but I live in North Carolina now.
You live in North Carolina, just passing through?
Came to visit.
Wow. Came to you didn't hear this on the radio and just bust ass up from North Carolina to get your, your head shaved, did you?
No, I actually showed up last night.
Ah, okay. All right. Very
That's
good.
Tobacco country, isn't it, North Carolina?
North Carolina is indeed. It is indeed.
You have beautiful long hair. Uh-huh. And have you ever had short hair?
I've had short hair, but I've never had shaved.
Are you going back to North Carolina with your head shaved?
Yes.
So are you going back tonight?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Shall we start the day?
Confirm.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. Dad. How's this going, Rob?
Oh, piece of cake.
She's another woman with a very thick head of hair.
All this hair appears to be natural.
Yes, it seems to be. She's not wearing a wig.
No
currently.
Extensions.
Here, Johnny, you want me to do that? Or do you? Can you get it from that angle or what?
Better over there.
Better over here?
No right. Visible scars yet. It's
a lot of hair.
It is a lot of hair, isn't it, honey?
Yeah.
You know, right now,
if you can take a compliment. Right at you. Kind of look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
There you are. Lovely picture.
I don't just, know
you,
like.
You got a major mullet happening.
Yeah.
Right? Cool.
And just the money, ma'am, is that the primary motivation here, or is it something you wanted to try?
Well, both. I really wanted to pay my mom's taxes, actually.
Oh, that's sweet. What a nice daughter you are to sacrifice your head of hair for your mom's taxes.
Yes.
Does your mom have her hair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad we couldn't get mom down here to
she's gonna
you know.
Freak out.
She's gonna freak out when she but just when you say this is for your taxes.
Yeah.
She's probably gonna burst into tears and say, "What a great daughter I have."
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you another one of the ladies that brought your kids down?
No, I have no kids.
Good for
no
you.
No kids. Okay. So you'll pay the taxes and then your hair will grow back and it'll be a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that? There's the happy ending. There's the dream happy ending right there.
Yeah. Robbie could do the sideburn.
Yeah.
Rob, Rob just flying through this head of hair right here. Yeah, you have to be careful around the.
Told you that's the boys calling, and when you cut a chick's hair, you realize that although many chicks do have facial hair, for instance, Connie does not, but her natural girl sideburns are like almost like. Captain Kirk on Enterprise.
Right. Yeah. And it's the hair that goes down. You ever see guys that can't grow sideburns that try to do it with the hair?
Right.
And it looks so gay.
Joe.
It really does.
Joe.
I'm on my second beer. He's stopping it.
All right, Joe. We'll tidy her up in a moment.
How does it feel? Do you feel liberated with your hair gone?
Sure,
Mike. Sure. Right.
Now let's take her in the John. And let her get a look at herself on the wireless microphone.
They're going to be talking about you down at the courthouse.
All right, go ahead.
I know.
Nice job, Robbie.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Now, Connie, don't look in the window. Go into the bathroom and let's take a look now.
Another woman.
Rob will take her into the Don to Mike men's room. Uh-huh. Take a look at herself.
Come on in.
Let's listen.
All right.
Wow.
Off the top of the ear.
What'd she say?
It doesn't look
she
that
said,
bad.
All right.
I don't think. I got a beautiful face.
Clean it up a little bit.
Too bad we're not giving away tooth replacement. Someone had to say it.
Radically changed her appearance.
He's got a good method.
It did. All right. Nice.
Very
going,
good.
Connie.
Nice job.
Connie won $1,000 for you.
$1,000. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks
for coming by.
Let's bring
thanks
our next British
lady. All right. Let's bring our next lady in there.
Hi there, honey.
Hi.
Hey. Does it
hey,
get
baby.
Better?
How you doing?
Does it get better?
What's your name, ma'am?
Marianne Wood.
Marianne Wood?
Yep.
Marianne, are you from North Carolina,
no,
too?
I'm from Alexandria.
You're from Alexandria? And strictly the money or something you've always wanted to do?
Well, I've thought about saving it before.
Really? Are you married?
Yes, I am.
You are? All right.
And my kids and my husband aren't going to like this too much.
Okay. Your husband, what do you think your husband's going to do when he sees you tonight?
Can't do much.
Is that your phone, honey?
Can't do much.
Would that be your hubby listening right now? Maybe? Yeah. No?
That was my daughter.
How old are your kids?
18, 21, and 9.
Oh, you have a 9-year-old. Yeah. Wow, okay. All right.
Well, let's start the shaving.
I was thinking, that was my 18-year-old that called. That's why I said that first.
Start the shaving. Why do I feel like I'm watching an episode of Cops?
Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
I'm a handy woman. I work.
You're a handy woman? Mm-hmm. So you're like a carpenter? And
I
say,
do a little bit
somebody's
of everything.
Your kids are calling you? Are they going crazy?
I do a little bit of everything. A
little bit of everything? All right.
She says handy woman. It makes me think of those videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a hat. A nice handicap.
Well, this is going to be easy because you do not have a lot of hair. You keep your hair very short.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it is not so short that we are going to give her the Sandy Duncan Peter Pan discount.
Mm-hmm.
It's long enough
it's
that
long
she
enough.
She gets $1,000.
I mean, the hairdo that you have right now, I would say it looks a little bit like, I don't know, Kevin Costner.
We'll do the back first.
And what I love is the demos that the first gal I would estimate would be, what, maybe 30s?
Right.
Early, second, yeah. Second gal, roughly the same age. Uh-huh. I'd say that Marianne is
40s or 50s. 40s or 50s, Marianne.
Mid 40s,
right?
Babies having babies.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
How's it going there, Robbie?
Perfect. We're doing a different method this time.
Rob is really getting through the handy woman's hair.
Doing good there.
Anybody doing here? Hey, Johnny, how about some pictures over here? Gotcha.
Yeah, we have to get these pictures done. How's it feel? Does it feel pretty good?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That feels good.
Rob, it's too great doing it from the back. Yeah. It's too great just shaving it. Take a picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get a picture.
I was just mesmerized. I'm sorry.
Take a picture from the back of what Rob has done already.
All right.
To poor Marianne.
Marianne, what are you going to do with the money?
Oh, pay some bills.
Yeah. Just pay some bills.
Pay some bills, help my kids out.
Okay, that's nice. Another noble person taking care of her family. And John now taking the picture. And Rob now completing the task.
All right, finish your
Rob now skillfully one-handed.
Yeah.
Just zapping through this. Yes, he is. And the shears working well for you, Rob? They seem to be really working well.
What a nice set.
Marianne.
Nice cut.
Marianne.
Are you talking about the shears or are you talking about our
we'll
subject
We'll talk about
here?
That later.
Okay.
Hey, Marianne, what did you think when you saw Britney Spears getting her head shaved?
Not much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for that answer. Very good.
Not much.
What is the what are you best at in your handy woman trade? What are you best at?
I'm not a pro at anything, but I can do everything.
So you're an inch deep and a mile wide,
yes.
Right? Okay. Very good.
Who's your favorite driver?
He's my favorite driver, yeah. Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yep.
Dale Jr. How about that 500, huh?
Yeah.
That's really something.
Can I bend over for a second?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Sure, bend over for a second.
Yep, I hear
that's my other daughter.
It's your other daughter?
It's your other daughter.
Are they upset, you think?
Okay, we'll clean you up in a sec, but that's good for now.
All right.
There you go.
She's a very sweet lady.
That feels good.
Go take a look at yourself.
Come here.
And we appreciate you coming down. Rob will take you in there.
Mike.
Sir, ma'am.
She looks like a man. She looks like a man. She looks like a man.
This is interesting.
Here they are. In the
like
listen.
Demi Moore on G.I. Jane.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like Demi Moore.
My thoughts exactly. My thoughts exactly.
Keep lying to yourself.
My thoughts
thank you. Let's bring in Melinda.
Melinda, we have another person to
wow.
come in.
Yeah, one more. We're going to bang out one more here.
Melinda, so to speak. Rob is hacking away.
Right?
Tiffany. Did we not do Tiffany?
Tiffany. Who did we forget?
Tiffany.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Tiffany. Okay.
Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Is Tiffany our last subject?
Yes, she is, Mike.
We have one more after that?
Yeah. Have a seat.
One more.
Hold on a second. We might not have one more, right?
No, we do. No.
We do?
I'm holding up my sign like, do we have money? And John's saying, yeah, we got money. Yeah. What the hell?
We got it. And hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you from?
I am from Southern California.
Southern California. People coming from all over the country to get this done today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Now, how did you decide to come down here? Well, you just heard it and decided you'd do this?
My boyfriend is forcing me to because he needs the money.
Oh, now that's not good.
That's slavery.
Yeah, no, he's going to need it for bail. So he's going to jail tomorrow.
For what?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he go to jail for?
He beat a puppy.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he beat a puppy for no reason.
Well, we can't have you in our contest, though.
We can't. If he beat a puppy, we can't give him money for
it. It was an ugly puppy.
I'm sorry. Get out of here.
I'm sorry. We're sorry. We can't do that. That's just the standard.
It's like a whatnot. I'm sorry. You're out.
What's that? What?
That's not true. I'm actually using the money to buy 1,000 tacos.
She's playing with us. Now we That's a violation, too.
What to believe.
Is your boyfriend going to jail tomorrow or not?
No, he's not.
He is not.
And you're not going to buy 1,000 tacos. Now we're going to ask you one more time, smart person. Miss Smarty Pants, got a question for you.
Andy, dear.
I want to ask you.
Hey, buddy.
Why are you here and what are you going to do with the money?
I'm here because I was talking yesterday about how much I wanted to shave my head. And a friend called me, and it's a great opportunity.
Okay.
What the hell? Go ahead.
Let her have it, Rob.
Go ahead.
Very good.
I don't know.
Rob's going. Are you going from the back? Forward?
I like going from the back.
You know, I should tell you. I know that I made a joke at the beginning of the show. Well, we should take all this hair and da 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 to counsel for kids, but really,
we should.
That's what we are going to do because now I'm looking at this. There is such a pile of hair on the floor. Either Rob's going to make a nice sweater out of it, or I just see on the screen now that Cancer for Kids actually has called and requested the hair.
Good. Very
so
good.
As much as we hate to do stuff.
It's lots of love, right?
That's nice for people. Yes, we will donate the hair to them.
Good. This is a good donation. A lot of it.
That's very good. And, Rob, you are going through this hair like nothing. How's it feel?
It feels great.
Is that the truth or a lie?
Hey, Rob, am I right or wrong? But
I know.
Is this the first one that you've put a little passion into?
She's trouble.
She's a little mouthy.
She is.
She is a little. I'm pretending every hair is 1,000 tacos. Put your head up, darling.
Yes, sir.
I think she's going to follow Brittany in more ways than one.
That's rude.
That's what?
That's rude, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That's rude, Mike.
You're the one that lied about the puppy. You upset me. I like dogs, and I didn't like the puppy. Now, if that had been a cat joke, the camera, I got to take a picture.
You're a puppy killer.
Where the hell is it?
You're a fake puppy killer.
Oh,
you take it.
You know what? You're really a good-looking girl, even though you're kind of heavy on the attitude. But you know what's going to kill you with a shaved head? Those eyebrows now.
What are you talking about? My eyebrows are beautiful.
Your eyebrows.
I can correct them.
You go. Look at that. That's a great picture.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's good. You know, especially. Hey, wait. You know, hold on, Rob. Hold on. Before you do anything, wait. Because it's her, I'd really like to know if she would like to keep it just like that.
You want to leave it like that?
Because really, that is just see if she likes it.
Because
I think she might. I think
no.
she might.
No, she's she wants it all gone.
It all off.
We had just a little left on front. Just a little bit like...
off to one side.
I just saw the movie over the weekend, Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bad guy in that who has the blood coming out of his eye?
Right.
He's got a haircut that's not like a Hitler haircut, but it's like a comb-over like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what she had left is very similar, but now it's gone.
There we go.
There she is, all done. God. How do you feel?
All shaved.
Oh, God, it's great.
Hey, that's a good positive reaction.
Don't look at yourself in our bathroom mirror, please.
All right, very good.
And
she likes it.
Let's get the reaction now.
Could start a new trend, right, very actually.
Cool. Bye-bye, honey.
All right, see you later.
Remember, eyebrows.
What was something? Somebody was a dead man. I'm not sure we didn't.
I'm not surprised.
Probably don't want to repeat that.
Let's go to the green room, the bathroom, the brown room.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
It's good. It's good.
She likes it.
It'll go back in a couple of days.
It'll go back in a couple of days.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that dog's coming back in a couple of days, too.
We got one more?
We do. Melinda. One more.
Melinda.
Okay. All right,
lady.
Let's bring in our last girl here.
Amazing.
Melinda.
Five women came down today to get their heads shaved.
Hi, Melinda.
We'll have a nice slideshow today on our website for Britney Spears.
How are you?
Hi there, Melinda. You come from work?
Yes, I do.
Where do you work, my dear?
I work for RGIS Inventory
services.
That's wonderful. A nice ponytail you have. You have long hair, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is the longest hair so far.
Look how deceiving that ponytail was.
Strictly the money? Any particular reasons?
No, strictly the money.
Just the money.
Did we get a...
Not the money, honey.
Did we get a before picture of her?
Did we get a before?
Yes. Okay. All right.
This is the greatest challenge. Rob, how many inches of hair do you think are there?
I would say her hair is every bit of 20 inches.
This is the longest, strictly
nearly
for the money.
Nearly 2 feet of hair.
What are you going to do with the money when you get it?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
Go shopping.
Wow. Go shopping.
Shopping for my kids.
All right.
That's a good idea. I heard they got this. I saw an ad yesterday for this new birth control thing.
Yeah.
That lasts 5 years.
Huh. Really?
I'm just mentioning that to some of our babies having babies coming in to get their head shaved today. Did you see the ad for this thing?
No.
It's a, it's this.
Here you go, dog.
Look at this hunk of hair I've just been handed, and
that is amazing.
It's still warm.
Wow. Sure.
The hair.
Fresh off the head.
The hair is warm to the touch.
Wow.
Yes. Here you go, Mike.
No, that's okay.
Take the hair before
I don't want
to
touch hair.
To the kids.
Hair grosses me out. I don't want to touch hair.
Hey, Mike.
Wow. I don't want to. I'm not a hair toucher.
You notice
I'm staying away from all the hair that's on the floor?
I'm smelling the hair right now, and I am not kidding you. Really. Take a whiff and tell me if it doesn't smell a little turpentine-y.
That's probably the oil.
Smell it.
Yeah.
Sit up.
Yeah. Now, have you been in some sort of turpentine?
Oh, no. Hold on. It's the 3-in-1 oil that Rob put on the Clippers.
Oh, that's what it is.
Boy, this is
that's what it
hair.
Is.
Wow.
She's got the biggest head of hair so far, and a very nicely shaped head also.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I've never seen my head.
I'm serious.
You're nervous, though. You're right. You're freaked out.
Actually, I'm not.
You're not. No. Nobody's really been fazed
John,
by
it. John, get a picture of all that hair on the
because
floor.
Because it'll grow back, you know.
It'll grow. Hair will grow. And everybody's had a great head of hair.
We better get a silver star from that Locks of Love place. Yeah. You should see the bag
now,
of
will
hair.
They be able to use it all, like, clumped up together, or do we have to separate
I don't
it?
Know. You guys should have done a ponytail first and then cut it.
Yeah, sure. 2020
hindsight. Now you tell us. Jesus.
Just letting you know.
Well, this won't be the first time we do this.
John has been in contact with them, and they're happy with whatever hair we give them.
Oh, good. Okay, fantastic.
The Locks of Love. There we go.
Head down.
Hey, listen, did you hear about...
Oh, jeez. Look at that. Wow.
Well, that was hard to do in one swipe.
Rob, you're doing a great job, really.
Through a jungle.
I mean, Rob is... Just really, I mean, in short order, he's taking care of all these heads of hair.
What did you think of Britney Spears shaving her head, honey?
I just want to know what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
And what was the deal with going to rehab for one day?
She's back in now again. Yeah.
Oh,
told
she
us.
Is?
Yeah, she's
checked in to
again.
Stay, I think.
I don't
Do you know I shouldered it on 495 for like 5 miles to get here?
Did you really?
Thank
oh,
you.
Good. Thank you for that. Very nice of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And really, Rob's doing a very nice, smooth cut here. Lovely.
And Robbie, that's close enough. Oh, you just got to do her sideburns?
That's
the thing. Here's what's nice about this.
Don't take an ear.
We're sending these women away with the Rob finished product. This is not complete. They haven't all been completely tidied up yet.
Please go in our men's room. Don't look at yourself in the glass there. Go in the men's room. Look at yourself in the mirror.
See what you think.
It's all gone, honey.
Let us know.
It's all gone. Here we go.
We're going to get the reaction right now.
Let's listen.
How many times did you say you brush your teeth a day?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm ready to go home now.
Very
That's
good.
That's the best reaction we've had.
That's it. Yeah. Ready to go
That's
home now.
That's the best reaction we've had. Oh, it's a crazy bit.
Look at that. Let's give them all a round of applause.
Crazy.
Wow.
The Britney Spears shaving challenge turned out. Yeah, there's hair everywhere, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be a good one. Jesus Christ.
That's a serious amount of money we just doled out, too.
Hey, Mike, can I come touch you?
Yeah, no, Rob, that's okay. But, Rob, I admire your dedication to the program.
Woo! Boy, oh, boy. You're
Look
getting, like,
at that.
Scabies on your fingers now, Robbie.
How about that?
I see blonde, I see brown, I see red.
Yeah. Man.
I see everything on our floor.
You know something? We paid $1,000 per girl, and I don't think there's any way we should have done it for less.
Buzz's newscast is coming up, and Buzz, I hope the news has got some teeth to it.
It does.
Hope it's got some bite to it today.
Oh, yeah. You got any rotten stories in there? Oh, I do. And no stories are missing, though. Oh.
Don't say it often. I love you guys. I truly do.
All 32 stories.
I like it when you play along. Thank you to all of our chicks that came by today. That was
absolutely.
Connie and Marianne and Tiffany and Melinda.
And Tracy.
Tracy, yes.
And Tracy with a book.
Fantastic.
And all those pictures will be up on our website by the end of the show today. We've got a break now. We'll be right back with Fred's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show.